Hello, hello. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without some goals to step to. So today we're going to be talking about success and goals. Yeah, let's get into it. Success. So how do we define success? To me, success is an omnidirectional path because there are just so many trips and turns and obstacles and like roller coasters and all that and beautiful moments that lead to success. And some of them are considered failures. I personally do not consider failure to be the opposite of success. I don't know if I even really believe in failure, actually, because failure is more of a perception, unless you're, of course, taking a test for your license or for your class. You're taking a test, there's a score and there's a pass or a fail. But even in that moment, on that pass or fail, there's still moments of success. You took the test, you showed up to it, you put the pencil to the paper. There are moments of success. It's all in the perception of what we consider to be success. As you're going along and you feel as if you're failing, it might be time to change the direction. There are so many directions that you can take, right? That path may not always be clear. It might not be clear for time and time ahead. You may not see a turn in sight. You may not see very far in front of you. It's kind of like a foggy day and you don't see any, you can't tell what's up there. What you do know is your next step, because on the path of life, you can usually see at least the next step that you need to take. But how do we get to the point where we can set that first step? We have to know what our goal is to get there. Where are we going? Are we going to turn? Which direction are we going to turn, right? To take that step. We can always turn our body around. We can always turn ourselves around. We may not be able to change the road or change anybody else's direction, but we can certainly change our own. You are capable of turning in another direction and taking another path, but you would like to know what the goal is. That will lead you to your next step. Setting goals is super important. So, what are some tools we can use to help us set and accomplish goals? And as we're going along, we need to remember sometimes the goal changes along the way. You may set a goal and it may look to you in your mind very different than what it will look like when you're actually reaching for your goal, when you're actually doing the task that it takes to get to that goal. So first we want to set a goal. We want to be clear on what that goal is. We want to know all the details of the goal. It should be so you can measure the outcome. I don't mean you're measuring whether you were successful or not, but I am saying if you set a goal of I'm going to go to school, then you will measure it by if you went to school or not. But there are many tasks along the way to get to school. So in the morning, you wake up, but did you even wake up on time? So the very first thing you have to do is set your alarm. Now you've identified your first task to get you to school on time tomorrow. And then after hopefully a good night's sleep, you're going to get up. You need to know what you're going to wear. So that could be your next step. And then you need to know what you're going to eat before you leave. You're going to cook some food or pour some cereal or grab a Pop-Tart on the way out. Or maybe you're not going to eat breakfast at all. Maybe you're going to shower in the morning. Maybe you're going to brush your teeth. These are all steps towards the goal of getting to school. Now that you've set your goal and it's very clear, I'm going to get to school on time tomorrow, or I want to be a nurse in 5 years. So that's a big goal, right? How do we tackle a big goal like that? Or a goal like, I want to start my own Etsy store. The first thing is to get clear, right? I want to start my own Etsy store. By when? Okay. I want to start my own Etsy store by a month from now. And I want it to have 20 items listed. And I want to understand how the website works. Okay. That is a good, clear goal. Then you want to write it down. Write your goal down. People that write their goals down tend to have more success. So now you've set your goal and you've written it down. If you don't have any fears surrounding the goal immediately, great. You, my friend, can move on to the next step. If you do have some fears, you want to address those fears. What is the fear? Is it a rational fear? What would be the worst thing that would happen if the worst case scenario came true? Is that rational? Try to ask yourself these questions along the way. Going back to the example of just getting to school on time the next day, you could think to yourself, I don't think I'm going to be able to wake up on time because my alarm has not been waking me up on time. I can't get up to my alarm. And then think to yourself, is that rational? There have been times when I've gotten to school on time. What was different about those times when I got to school on time? Reminding ourselves that we have been successful in the past can be a good way of reminding ourselves that we are capable of achieving goals. How about the goal of, I want to be a nurse in 5 years? I have a fear of needles. I have needle phobia. Have I ever been afraid of something before and been able to overcome my fear? And the answer is yes, because we've been afraid of multiple things. One of our very first fears that we've overcome is the fear of falling. If you ever watched an infant from birth, they have this thing called the startle reflex. And that is when they are released from the caregiver's arms onto a surface, you will see the infant's arms flail out and the legs flail out as if they're about to fall. And then they pull in their arms and start to cry. And this fear was overcome by repetition. Now you know what it feels like when your mom releases your back and what the surface feels like underneath you. And over time, you were able to overcome that fear. This is a real fear that you overcame as an infant. Imagine the power you have now to overcome your fears. Okay, I think I can overcome that fear. Now we can move on to the next step. So the next step is work backwards from the goal. The goal of, I want to be a registered nurse in 5 years. Great goal. I do be kind of biased though, but anyway. This is an attainable goal and a reasonable amount of time to expect yourself to complete it. If you already graduated high school, you also have to see, can I achieve this in 5 years? Maybe, maybe not. So the first step would be to find that out. Can I do this within 5 years? So then I might research, how long does it take to get a nursing degree? What kind of nursing degree do I want to get? Do I want to start by getting my feet wet a little bit? Do I want to just go to MA school and try that out first? That's a 3 to 9 month program. Yeah, maybe I do want to do that. Okay, now I can go ahead and figure out what school I can go to. What are the requirements for the program? When it starts, what are the dates? These are all small tasks, right? Then the next thing might be to talk to the school. Then the next thing after that, they might tell you what the next step is. Like, you need to fill out paperwork. Now, how about our goal of starting an Etsy store within a month? What is my fear about that? I'm afraid that I might fail at it. I'm afraid that I might not succeed or might spend all this time. And
I may not get the outcome that I was expecting. And now all of a sudden, dun, 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 I'm a failure. But am I really? If I don't start, I will definitely not succeed. So that's why it's important to set goals and then figure out what the next task is so we can get started.
If you do this Etsy shop, even if you spend some time learning it, you're building skills. You're building brain connections in different ways. You're learning about selling online. So that's a way you can eradicate that fear. Okay, so what is the first step? I'm going to go ahead and look up Etsy. That's probably the best place to start. And then you want to go onto the Etsy store, get an account set up with them, learn how much it costs to sell each item. Maybe look into photography. As you work towards the goal, more steps will start to come. The goal is on the top, and all you need is the first task. So if you work backwards from the goal, it means, okay, I want to have an Etsy store within 1 month and I want to have 20 items in it. What do I need first? I need an Etsy store. Okay, what do I need to get an Etsy store? Oh, I need
a credit card.
Yes, you probably will need a credit card or some way to transfer the money into an account.
And now in this dark night where it's foggy and we can't see our next step, as we start to research our goal, our path, then each step becomes more and more clear. You get the next step, and then maybe you have to turn around and then you take that step. The point is, as we set the goal, Then we can work backwards, finding out each step as we go along. As we research the roadmap to success, then we start to find the tasks, the roads that we need to take. And then sometimes there's roadblocks in the road, and sometimes there's detours, and sometimes there's mountains, and sometimes our tires aren't good enough to get up the road. But as we keep on moving one step at a time, identifying tasks, that road starts to light up. And then we can see more steps in front of us and the next step in front of us. Keep moving towards the big goal. And remember that that goal might change as we move along, as we learn new things, as we learn our flow, as we discover our niche in this area that we are choosing to move into. Okay, so recap for today on goal setting and some of the strategies that we can use to help us set and achieve goals. The very first one is set the goal. Set it clear. What does it look like? How are we going to measure if we were able to achieve that goal or not? Setting a date by which we want to have this goal achieved can help us work backwards and help us set our own expectations for the task that we'll need to do to complete the goal. Now that we have a nice clear goal, we're going to write it down, because people that write goals down tend to be more successful at achieving them. As we go along the way, we're going to try to eradicate or at least identify the fears that we have and some strategies that we might take to eradicate those fears, or some rational thoughts on what those fears are. And is this fear rational? Can I overcome this fear? What's the worst thing that could happen if this fear came true? If that worst outcome is something that could actually happen, am I willing to accept whatever could happen because this goal means so much to me? Now that we've set the goal nice and clear, written it down, and we've eradicated or identified some fears that surround it, now we can work backwards from the goal and decide what will the next step be. You only need the very first step to start working on your goal and work towards success. And I'll just say this in closing. You get to define what success looks like. You get to make a choice if you want to change the direction at any point in time. You get to keep resetting goals and adjusting them as you go. Success may look to one very different than it looks to the other. And then remember always in the moment to take in what's good, what's going right, focusing on what's going right, what's going well in your life. That will help so immensely to just focus on what's going right in my life. What can I see that I like? And then work on the things that we can work on, that we want to work on. We only have control over ourselves. Remember that. We only have control over ourselves and how we react and act. We only have control over that. We don't always have control over what happens to us, and we don't always have control over what people say or do. But what we do have is control over how we react to it and control over what we focus on. I love you guys. Mucho amor. I promise I will be on more. Adios. Have a great week. And remember what Mama D always says. Every day is a new day. So start fresh. Share a smile. Laugh at yourself. And be confident in who you are.